Robert Lipsight has the story of a 15-year-old who would not take no for an answer.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go! Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Two, three.
Superman!
When you're competing against other schools, you're working, you know, together as a team, and you're rooting for your, you know, your friend on the team, the other guys, and you're hoping they don't mess up or whatever, and if they mess up, you still tell them it was all right.
Just being on his high school gymnastics team is a victory for Ricky Daniels. Ricky was born without the use of his legs. He has a disease called arthrogrycosis.
First day he came up to me, and he wheeled up in this little wheelchair, and he introduced himself and said, I'd like to join the gymnastics team. And I said, sure, I have no objections.
Drew Ninos is Ricky's coach at Truman High School in New York City.
I kind of had mixed feelings in the beginning. Was I doing it out of pity? Was I doing it out of an actual coaching decision that he could help the team? Was I doing it because I wanted to give him a shot?
The previous coach was not willing to give Ricky a shot. He even barred Ricky from the gymnastics class.
I was fighting. I was going to write a letter to the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured if they're going to fight me that hard, you know, why bother, you know? Because then even if I did get in the class, they wouldn't. They'd probably give me a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I, in 10th grade, I decided again, I really wanted it this time. And I spoke to the coach.
The coach, the new coach, Drew Ninos, agreed. And just 2 months ago, Ricky got his shot to enter mainstream sports. A new door was opened for Ricky, and he was off and rolling.
The chair comes with me. I don't come with the chair. When I was younger, when it was time to go out and play or whatever, my mother would open the door and my brother and sister would run out and I'd crawl out. It helped the way I am now because my mother, it never affected my mother that way. She never pampered me. I used to run up and down the streets on all fours, you know, as opposed to running the usual way.
Ricky's natural father left soon after he was born. Ricky's mother, Donna, went on welfare to pay medical bills and raise her three children. She worked her way off welfare by cleaning houses and tending bar. She says that Ricky is vain, cocky, and terrific.
He turned out to be very bright, very brilliant, very active, and a fighter right from the start. He fought all the way. And it just went on through the years. He had many, many surgeries, many operations, many days of therapy. We went to every week, I guess, until he was 4 years old. Sometimes 5 days out of the week.
Has he stretched you as a coach?
Oh, for sure. Just the experience of having a kid coming to you like a sponge, just want to soak everything out of you. You know, what can you teach me today? You know, I saw this new move. And then having to fight the fear of going through a new move with him, and then having him accomplish it and seeing the joy on his face.
Because there are certain moves that Ricky simply cannot make, he will never come close to a perfect score of 10. Just to be competitive, he must perform more difficult routines than his rivals and perform them almost flawlessly. At the semifinals of the City Individual Championships, after only 2 months of experience, Ricky finished seventh on the pommel horse. That was good enough to qualify as first alternate at the finals. The night of the city championships was the first time Ricky's mother was able to attend one of his meets.
I've never seen gymnastics live like that, so it amazed me to see how really nice it is. But I also figured that he would be good, so I had no doubt in my head that he wouldn't accomplish what he set out to accomplish.
But this time, it wasn't up to Ricky. As an alternate, he would only compete if one of the finalists didn't show up.
I just wish maybe a traffic jam, you know.
Accident, you said?
No, a traffic jam. You know, like, I don't know, maybe something, sprained wrist.
But there were no traffic jams or sprained wrists. Ricky warmed up, but he did not compete.
Any athlete feels disappointment when he can't perform.
Do you think you'll be city champion before you graduate?
I don't want to sound too positive, but I hope so. I'm going to try. I'm going to push.
So you just got to think that, you know, get this under your belt now. And if from there, you know, there's no way anybody can beat you next year.
No way. Were you at all surprised at how much progress you made in 2 months?
Yeah, I was surprised myself. And I knew I could do a lot, but I just, you know, I didn't realize how much I could really do.
This is the kind of a kid that, you know, if God gave this desire to a normal athlete with a certain inborn and athletic ability, there's no doubt you'd have a world champion someday.